If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. Today is not a meditation. Today I'm talking about affirmations. Now, when I'm teaching the Chakra Way course and in my meditation podcast, I use a lot of affirmations. I think they're just wonderful. And just so we all know what an affirmation is and what it's for, I'll give you a quick explanation. Basically, they're positive statements that reinforce your state of mind. They reinforce the state of mind that you want to achieve. We can use them to overcome negative thought patterns and install positive ones. You know, we tell ourselves the most awful things sometimes. That inner saboteur can be spectacularly mean. And we say things to ourselves that we would never tolerate from anyone else. But it has been proven that affirmations can significantly help with a lot of issues: depression, anxiety, productivity, anger, moving on from bad habits, and of course to help us connect with our true selves. And they work especially well when you're pairing them with a visualization. When you can use your affirmation along with a visualization, that's when you really start to feel into it, when you can actually feel the emotions, feel the sensations that that affirmation, if it were true, would give you. With your visualization, that's when you're going to get really powerfully into your affirmation work, and they will start to really give you the benefits that you want. So each chakra has a basic affirmation that I like to give it. And for the sake of this example, we'll use the sacral chakra, for which the basic affirmation that I like to use is, I am enough. And this is such a powerful affirmation. Anyway, the idea is that you say it often enough, and even if you don't truly believe it, your energy will feel and hear the words, and eventually it will become the case that you do actually feel that you are enough. And I am here to tell you that this is something that I have myself experienced. I've used the affirmations for a number of years, and to begin with, some of them certainly feel just not true. You know, you say whatever the affirmation is, you know, I am enough, or I am worthy, or I am empowered, and you just go, no, I don't feel empowered, or I don't feel worthy. But after a while, it all starts to come true. When you're doing your affirmations, and you can build your own affirmations, there's just a few very fundamental things that you need to do. First of all, they need to be in the present tense with no conditions on them whatsoever. So no, like, when I, or if I, anything like that. They need to be positive. So just to use a really silly example, you know, I will not be negative. The chakras and your energy doesn't seem to hear the not part. So all it will hear is I will be negative. So you don't want any sort of negative words or connotations in there whatsoever. So they need to be positive. They need to be present and they need to be specific and powerful. So here are the basic affirmations that I like to use to relate to each chakra. So for the root, I am strong, stable, and secure. This is really powerful. It's a wonderful, wonderful affirmation. For the sacral, as I've said, I am enough. For the solar plexus, I am empowered. And I've just done an empowerment meditation, so go and find that one if you feel that you struggle with your sense of self, with your purpose, with your empowerment. For the heart, I am loved and loving. For the throat, I am worthy, worthy of expression, worthy of the truth, worthy of saying what I want to say. For the third eye, I am guided by my intuition. I love that one because you can really feel into it. You really start having that conversation with the third eye, with the inner wisdom. I am guided by my intuition. And for the crown, I am connected. Whew, big one, big tall one. Okay, so all of those are super simple and super strong. But what I want to discuss today is that I have recently discovered a new way of approaching affirmations. And I want to share this with you because I think that this really makes your affirmations come to life. And the trick is really, really simple. It's basically adding what if in front of the affirmation. So, I mean, let's think about this. So I know that sometimes when you're meditating or you're walking or hoovering or whatever you're doing, where you're running through the affirmations to see how your mind and your body respond to them. Let's stick with our I am enough example. So you state and repeat this affirmation, but then so you go, I am enough, but then there's this annoying little voice in your head that starts to argue with you. You can imagine that your thoughts, they go, really? You think you're enough? You know, I doubt it. You can try and convince yourself, but we're never going to believe it. Ah, ha, ha. And, then you have to end up having an argument with yourself, trying to convince that annoying voice in your head that you will believe it, that it is a truth. So when you change your affirmation with the what if in front, so you go, what if I am enough? Now that inner voice can start to enjoy that feeling. Yeah, has a little smile to itself. He says, yes, what if? What if I am? How would that feel? Wouldn't that be lovely? Wouldn't that feel amazing? What if I am enough? Look at that possibility. It sort of broadens your horizon. You kind of look up to the horizon and go, yeah, what if? What if I was? You can really begin to sense into how that possibility might feel, what it would look like, what it would feel like to really be enough. And you can begin to visualize it. And that is where the power of your affirmations comes to life, as I said, when you can really begin to visualize it. So let's take another example. Say you're using an affirmation at work, such as like my boss respects and values my opinion. So you're going around walking into work going, my boss respects and values my opinion. My boss respects and values my opinion. And you can see that your inner critic might have a field day batting that one away. But if you make it, what if? So what if my boss respects and values my opinion? What if? Now you're beginning to visualize how that might look. You can see yourself in that board meeting being respected and being valued. You can see how that feels in your body. You can sense the confidence that that gives you, that you have in that moment, the reality of actually having that respect. You know, I think this is pure magic. You know, it brings an optimism that is so engaging and hopeful and fundamentally positive. It projects a possibility that we can identify with, The brain absolutely loves this and will happily engage and play with this seed that you've planted. You know, visualizing the outcome becomes so much easier, and therefore it becomes much more likely to become your reality. So try it with all your other affirmations. Take a few minutes now to just sit with one of the affirmations that I've mentioned or one of your own, and try it with the what if in front and notice if it makes any difference. I really hope you enjoy this little insight, that this little nugget. I think it's magic, and I'm really excited for you to try it. So I will leave you here. Just a little bit of housekeeping. Well, it's not housekeeping. It's just, notices. I wanted to let you know that my eight week online meditation, chakra and yoga course is starting again. I'm launching again in September, so you'll hear a few things me saying about it, but it's a really beautiful course. It really helps you take control of your life. It's a very empowering course. You learn about your chakras, and you learn about how to really get to the bottom and fix and improve all your relationships. So, you know, the significant relationships in your life, obviously your partner, your love life, but with your family, with your work, with your all your senses. Most importantly, you're building the relationship with yourself. I have done a podcast about relationships as well, so you've heard me go on about this before. But anyway, so back to the course. The course is launching towards the end of September. It's an 8-week online course, and it's a gorgeous course. I can't tell you, you know, all of my students, they've said, you know, it just helps really reframe your life. It's totally empowering. It just helps you give these tools so that you can help yourself, basically. Once you've learned the chakras, you've got amazing set of tools in your life to help you basically own your own shit, basically. I know, excuse me for swearing, but it's the truth. You can't bullshit yourself when you know this stuff, and it's really empowering. Okay, so I'll leave it there. My website, of course, chakra-way.com, and there's lots of other free resources there for you as well. You've got, there's a free yoga class, a wake-up yoga class, and an affirmation meditation. God, I should have said that before, shouldn't I? So there's a free affirmation meditation video there too. So go and have a look at that, download that for yourself, and I will see you on the next time. Okay, you take care. Lots of love. Bye now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.